Welcome to Ovarian Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. Like many solid tumors, clinical research in ovarian cancer is shifting towards the evaluation of biologics and markers of prognosis and response. I met with Dr. Deborah Armstrong for her take on this evolution in investigation, and she began our conversation by discussing a new generation of clinical studies.
In terms of the ongoing studies, probably the most provocative and interesting studies are looking at incorporating bevacizumab into therapy. And interestingly, in ovarian cancer, unlike the diseases for which bevacizumab has FDA approval, lung, colorectal, and now breast cancer, bevacizumab has strikingly significant single-agent activity in ovarian cancer. I think renal cell, maybe it's 9 or 10%, but in the studies, single-agent study from the GOG, it was a 21% response rate. So even if you get some additive effectiveness, you might actually significantly improve outcome. And if you get the same thing that we see in some of these other diseases where bevacizumab seems to make chemotherapy more effective, we really might be able to push the envelope in terms of treatment for ovarian cancer. So the GOG trial for newly diagnosed ovarian cancer patients right now that most patients are going to be eligible for is a randomized trial that looks at paclitaxel and carboplatin alone. The second arm is paclitaxel carboplatin plus bevacizumab. And the third arm is paclitaxel carboplatin plus bevacizumab with a bevacizumab consolidation through 15 total months of treatment. Now, one of the major aspects for that is that all three arms have patients coming in every 3 weeks after completion of chemotherapy to get either a placebo or the bevacizumab. And so that's a significant issue for patients. Do you get your 6 months of chemotherapy and then you're going to be coming in? And of course, it's double blind, so neither the treating physicians nor the patients know. And two of the three arms will get bevacizumab with paclitaxel. Only one of the three arms will be getting the bevacizumab as consolidation. And I think it's an important study, but I think it asks a lot out of our patients, which is that they're going to be coming into clinic every 3 weeks for 15 months as part of their therapy. But on the other hand, we have the fortunate situation in ovarian cancer, which is that even in the setting of large volume advanced disease, most patients will respond to chemotherapy. And even with bulky disease, the majority will at least transiently be in a remission. So if we can push that envelope, if bevacizumab does what it does in other diseases, we really might be changing the paradigm for the disease.